An estimated 100 people came together on the sidewalks in front of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield offices in Tampa Thursday evening. Many displayed signs that read, "Insurance profits are bad for my health," and "Healthcare can't wait." The event, deemed as a unity rally, was sponsored by the West Central Florida Federation of Labor. Aaron Carmella of the AFL-CIO was one of the rally's organizers.
Basically, we just want to come out here not as a protest, but as a rally for our members to come out and show that they really are behind healthcare reform. The news has been dominated lately just by town halls getting interrupted by protesters, and no one's really come out to show a stance behind as a group.
George Guthrie shared that his attendance at the rally was not just about his support of health reform.
The difference that I think I have with some of the folks that are protesting this is that I do not fear my government. I know a lot of city councilmen, county commissioners, you know, state reps, state senators, congressmen, U.S. senators. I know them. I talk to them. I lobby them, you know, as a citizen. And they're people just like you and me. They're doing a job. There's no hidden conspiracy. Some of them have a different agenda. Maybe they want to do things in a different way, or they think to privatize this, you know, is a better way or whatever. But that's a difference of opinion and techniques. But these are not evil people. And I have an influence over my government. I can lobby my government officials, but I can't lobby a big health insurance company.
While there had been information circulating on the internet that Representative Kathy Castor would be attending the rally, organizers stated that while she had been invited, there had not been formal plans for her to attend. Jim Donner, a member of the Tampa 912 group, attended the rally hoping to talk with Castor.
Because Kathy Castor was supposed to be here, but she conveniently canceled this engagement, just like she's canceled her September 2nd town hall, and she won't talk to the people. We don't want this health care. This is a bad bill. This bill has nothing to do with health care. It's taken away freedoms. It's against the Constitution. And that's all we're asking for. You know, if they want to make this thing, health care, a right, let's have a constitutional convention and make it a right. Till then, health care is not a right. Health insurance is not a right. And like I said, have a constitutional convention, make it a right, then you can do what you want to do. Till then, not in my world, not in my country.
82-year-old Charlie Delp hoped to stimulate some thought and discussion by participating in the rally.
I was in the Navy and had medical care by the government. And I've gone through Medicare, and I think it's a crying shame that there are so many people who can't afford it and go bankrupt when they have medical problems, and that there ought to be a right for good health.
While there were differing opinions, there were some common ground to be found.
I understand your points of view, and I agree with a lot of your points of view. I agree that there's a health care problem in this country
by working together.
Another rally is planned tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Orlando. Buses will be departing at 9 a.m. from Tampa and Pinellas Park for residents who would like to attend. More information can be obtained by calling the program organizer, Jessica Pimble, at 813-943-3477. Reporting from Tampa, Pamela Sullins, WMNF News.